For all he said. more than I need. I've never a scrap who's goodness to me. You ask how I make it day after day, and there's only one thing I can say.
It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed walking with Jesus. I have no regret. He is so good to me. I must confess, the way has been long, but I'm blessed.
Oh, that I need, I find at His feet when I'm hungry. So sweet, when my soul is weary, He gives peace and rest, and all I can say is I'm blessed.
It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed walking with Jesus. I have no regret. He is so good to me. I must confess, the way has been long, but I
Thank you. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. One of my favorite stories in the scriptures about Jehoshaphat, king of Israel, or king of Judah at this time. And I want to preach on this thought this afternoon, this evening, on what to do when you don't know what to do. Have you ever get in that situation where you didn't know what to do? Well, that happens to me about once, at least once a day. So, I mean, I hope you feel comfortable with that, because that's what happens to a lot of us that are willing to admit it. There's just situations in our life where we just don't know what to do. But I hope you'll know what to do when you don't know what to do after this service is over with tonight. I believe Jehoshaphat did the exact right thing. You got your Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'd like to read maybe just one verse. And would you mind standing with us and stretch your legs and also reverence the Word of God? And this is Jehoshaphat praying to the Lord in response to his problem that he was in. And he says in verse 12, chapter 20, verse 12, are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. He says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them, talking about the enemies, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. But our eyes are upon thee. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to preach. God, I pray that you give us the words to say. Lord, give us calmness of heart and head and hands, Lord. And pray that you just touch us in a great and mighty way. Everything that's said, sung, or done, Lord, may it bring honor and glory and praise and adoration to your blessed holy name. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. If you know your Bibles a lot, you probably know of a lot of the details of this story. Well, it starts out with Jehoshaphat going against a great, large army. A lot bigger, probably maybe 100 times, I'm just guessing, 100 times bigger than the little nation of Judah. So, and as you can see in verse, I believe it's in verse 2, we'll just go ahead and read that verse, or verse 1 also. It talks about the enemies. It says, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of the side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hezron Tamar, which is in Gedi. So this is the fix, the situation that Jehoshaphat finds himself in, where this great army is going against him. And I think a lot of us, we find ourselves in fixes. I'm going to call it that tonight if you want to keep notes. We find ourselves in fixes, different situations, troubles. The Bible calls them infirmities. Sometimes it calls it calamities, trials, tribulations. Jesus said, in this life you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. I'm glad we got an overcomer. We can overcome. But we'll find ourselves from time to time in fixes, in situations that we just don't know how to handle. Have you ever been there? You don't have to raise your hand, but I'm sure most of you. Oh, I can say this. If you had never been in a situation you couldn't handle, you will be. You will be in life if you live very long. And we hope to live a long time, don't we? But Job says the man is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. There's a lot of trouble comes in our life sometimes. And there's a lot of fixes. Well, we see that Jehoshaphat responded in the same way that a lot of us respond. And he responded in fear. Boy, aren't a lot of us guilty of that, just having fear. Matter of fact, there's been a lot of great men in the Bible that talks about that had fear. David said, at what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. So even David, that great king of Israel, had fear in his heart at some time. And this great king, Jehoshaphat, he had fear. We see that in verse 3. The Bible says in verse 3, and Jehoshaphat, say that next word with me, church, fear. So, and the Bible says, but he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So we see he responded in the right way. Even though he had fear, he responded in the right way by consulting the Lord, by acknowledging the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge. Acknowledge Him in every situation that you come across in life. You need to acknowledge the Lord. And He, the Bible says, will direct your path. So we see, second of all, not only was he in a fix, but he had fear. But we see, as we just read in our text, he had the right focus, didn't he? He had the right focus. Look with me again in the last part. Well, let's just read all of verse 12 again. Matter of fact, this is the end of a long prayer that he had to the Lord. He says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Let me pause and say this. That's one thing we need to realize in a lot of our situations, is that we just can't handle it. That's hard to admit sometimes. It's hard to admit that we just can't handle the situation. But that's one thing Jehoshaphat was willing to do, was to admit that he could not handle the situation. This was a bigger thing. This was bigger than him. You ever had one of those situations in life where this is bigger than me? You know what? But it's not bigger than your God. Amen. If you got God on your side, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior tonight, He's bigger than anything, any problem in your life. Amen. It's nothing too big for God. And I praise God for that. But he goes on to say, neither know we what to do. Boy, let me pause and say this. Boy, I'd love to see if some of our leaders admit that, wouldn't you? It's pretty clear that a lot of them don't know what to do. But nobody's willing to admit that. But boy, it'd be just good if they would just admit that they didn't know what to do. But it'd be really good if they'd do what Jehoshaphat did or said in this next phrase. He says, but our eyes are upon thee. Boy, that's the right focus. In every situation in life you come across, my friend, there's going to be a lot of situations you won't know what to do. But just to remember to always get your eyes on the Lord. Look to Him for help. In all thy ways, as I've already quoted, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I praise God for that assurance we have tonight. That promise that we have, that He shall direct our path. I mean, I'm glad we've got that promise. And notice what he did. He began to pray, and God sent him a word. You know, God will give us a word in any situation that we're in. I've mentioned to some of you about some circumstances we've had this past year, and God's given me, a lot of times, God's given me verses. Amen. One of those verses, one that I just quoted, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. But I think one that I've used probably more than anything is the verse that says, and I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And God, listen, in your situation, in your fix, in your problem, in your circumstance, your tribulation, God will send you a word. And but it'll be out of the Word of God. Amen. It won't be something that you just dream up after you've had Mexican the night before. Amen. It'll be something from the Word of God. Make sure the Word that God gives you, and if it comes from God, it'll be in the Word of God. Amen. No matter where, you might see it on a poster somewhere, but it'll be the Word of God. Amen. But you know what? He sent Jehoshaphat a word, and the word he sent him is found here in verse 15. The Bible says, and he said, now this is the man of God that God had sent to Jehoshaphat to give him that word. The Bible says, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. Here's the word right here. And by the way, this word right here will work for you in any of your circumstances. Be not afraid. I've been told that there's at least 366 times that the Lord says in his word, somehow or another, be not afraid or fear not. Boy, I love those words. And guess what? No time, brother. Is it Mike?
John.
I was trying to, McQueen. No, is that, I got the last name right. Now I forgot what I was going to say. But never do you see that phrase, "be not afraid." Is it a suggestion? It's always a command. God says, "be not afraid." So, therefore, Brother John, if we decide we're going to be afraid, what are we doing? We're disobeying God. We're disobeying God. So we should obey His word and be not afraid. Be not afraid. He goes on to say, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Boy, isn't it good to know that you can just turn your battles over to the Lord? And he goes on in verse 17, and he keeps on giving him some words here to go by. He says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Wow. How many battles are like that where you don't have to fight? That's the kind of battles I like. He says, you will not have to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. He says again, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, the Lord has given him a word. Boy, I like it when God gives us a word. And he's given me that word this year. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, sometimes he can take the bad things and turn them around and make them something good out of it. I like using this illustration. I may have used it here before, but I'm going to use it again, Pastor. Y'all probably forgot about it anyway. We've all slept since then. But the illustration is my wife and my daughters, they all can make homemade bread, homemade biscuits, and Brianna, she has perfected, I believe she's perfected those cheese biscuits. Those cheese biscuits like you get sometimes at a Red Lobster. But hers is 10 times as better than theirs is. I mean, they're good. They're sort of like your meatloaf. I mean, it's good stuff. And but you know what? If you watched her bake those biscuits, you would say, how in the world can all these bad things come up to something good? She'll take some oil, vegetable oil. She'll take other things, flour. Boy, have you ever tried to put flour in your mouth, dry flour? I wouldn't suggest it. You'd probably spit it out, wouldn't you? And just regular vegetable oil, you'd probably spit it out. You know, by themselves, and what else would you put in there? Buttermilk. Now, I like buttermilk, though. And what else? Cheese and garlic. Well, cheese is pretty good, but garlic by itself is not too good. I don't think any of you want to just swallow a whole piece of garlic. Maybe some of you. But anyway, most of us don't like stuff like that by themselves. And we don't like to kind of try to swallow vegetable oil or flour. But I tell you what, when she puts those biscuits in the oven, Brother John, she'll pull them out of the oven, and I tell you what, I'm wondering sometimes if I put one of them on top of my head, would my tongue beat my brains out trying to get one of them? Amen. Because they're so good, amen. But all those things by themselves are not any good. But you know what? God can do the same thing, Brother Jim. He can take all the bad things in our life and put them all together and make something good. That's the verse that God has given me this year. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Even the bad things, Brother Randy. He can put them all together and make something good out of it. So God has given Jehoshaphat a word. Has God ever given you a word? I'm not just talking about in the skies now. I'm talking about from the Bible. Boy, it's a wonderful day when God gives you a word from his word, from the Bible. Amen. And if he hasn't given you a word about a situation, try to find one. There's one in there for you. Just look for it. It'll be there for you. And he said, be still and know that I am God. And you know what he tells, what Jehoshaphat tells the people to do? He tells them to start praising the Lord. You know, that's one thing in all the situations that come my way. I always want, Sister Tammy, I want to respond in the right way. I want to respond in the way God would be pleased. And one of the best responses you can have is the response of praise. It's always a good thing. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So any situation, listen to me, church, tonight, any situation you come across in your life, child of God, I'm mainly talking to the Christians tonight, the born-again children of God, any situation coming into your life, it's always good to give the Lord thanks. Whether it be a bad thing or a good thing, give God thanks. It's always a good thing. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. And you know what? That's what Jehoshaphat began to do. He began to praise the Lord. Now, I like this part of the story. The Bible says in verse... He tells them in the middle part of verse 20, he says, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Now listen, so far he hasn't fought one battle. He hasn't raised one sword or drew one spear. He hasn't done one thing to fight against this army. But you know what? He's really already won the battle. He's already won the battle. Where at? In his heart. In his heart. You know, that's where God wants you to win the battles before you ever face the enemy. He wants you to win them in your heart. Now, listen. You got to listen to this part because this is my favorite part. Verse 21. "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers." That's what I want you to see. Go get you some good singers, amen. I don't know where you can find any, but find you some good singers, amen. That's what he did. "Singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the enemy, the army, and to say," what were they going to say? "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." And you know what God did for them? When they started praising God, God fought the battle. He did what he said he would do. In verse 22, "And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments." He basically defeated the enemy by himself. Amen. I praise God for that. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? Our first response most of the time is to fear. But first of all, get you focus on the Lord. And say, you know, Lord, I don't admit to him you don't know what to do. But say, Lord, I'm going to keep my eyes on you in this situation. I'm trusting you with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding. You know, that verse is good for anybody that hears it tonight, whether you're saved or unsaved. For an unsaved person, I say to you tonight, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's how you're saved. Believe on the Lord with all your heart, and thou shalt be saved, as I said last night. If you're not saved, trust in the Lord. Confess your sins to him and be saved. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou shalt be saved. But for those of us that are saved, we still live by faith. We're saved by faith, but we live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And you know, if you turn over a little bit farther in this chapter, you'll find out that they called that place, that battleground, they ended up calling it Berecha, which means a place of blessing. You know, if you get your faith on the Lord, your focus on him, and you get your faith in the Lord, and the Lord will turn your trials, your burdens, he will make your trial a blessing. Amen. What to do when you don't know what to do? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Get the right focus. And the first thing, if you don't know what to do, just start praising the Lord. That's always a good thing to do, is to praise the Lord. Give him praise. for whatever situation you're in. Amen. It's always a good thing. It's always a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Thank you for listening so well. I'd like for them to come back and sing. May they might want to sing that same song or another song. Finish up this service tonight. This will be our invitational song. If God has spoken to your heart, if you'd like to come, there's places down here on the front row for you to pray. If you'd like to come and talk to the Lord and cast your burden upon the Lord. And the Bible says He shall sustain thee. As they begin singing, you come. Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Thank you for listening so well tonight. Thank you for coming tonight. But you know, the service is not over though. He may be dealing with somebody's heart about salvation. Maybe about surrendering your life to the Lord. Maybe you're facing a battle. Maybe you're in what we call a fix, a situation you just don't know what to do. Let me remind you, keep your eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes on Jesus. He'll help you through it. Amen. As they sing, I believe they're going to say, "I'll trust Jesus." One more time. Okay. One more time. I like this song. Just want to praise Him. I want to thank Him one more time.
Thank you.